Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Howdy, third hour. Hour number three. What's happening? Tiki and Tierney across the country, 3 hours every single day. 3 to 6 Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific on a beautiful Thursday. College hoops games all day and night. And a great time of the year as we finish up inside of our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Tiki is out. Our guy Jerry Ferrara is in and doing a good job. You having fun, man?
Oh, I'm having a great time.
Attaboy.
I came back.
I know you did. Well, I think you maybe just wanted to get away from your wife too, no. To avoid the brown stuff.
No, we've done a lot of good things today. A lot of good therapy today.
Yes. We are going to nurse you back to health, young man, as you get. That was a dad issue. We'll revisit that before we get out of here. Obviously, Jerry is expecting his first child in about 7 weeks. And something about... which team is little guy is going to represent in the NFL? It's a big problem because his wife is a huge Browns fan from Ohio. So, but by the way, he just got Golden Tate to
That's
take
right.
over for Odell Beckham Jr.
So I'm gonna get him a Golden Tate jersey right away on the
Good
hop.
Good luck finding one.
Exactly.
All right. So one of the great stories in the NBA, and let's face it, LeBron's Lakers situation didn't work out. And I understand certain stories just get beaten to a bloody pulp. And unfortunately, other stories get ignored a little bit. We have not ignored this story. The Milwaukee Bucks, they got a new venue. The arena's terrific. They've got a terrific team. Already 51 wins, tops in the Eastern Conference. They are rolling. And our next guest got paid, rightfully so. He is their guard of the Bucks, Eric Bledsoe, talking shop. What's up, Eric? How are you today?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Yeah, we're doing well, man. I mean, I don't know if you guys feel this. I don't know if you guys even care. You know, the old mantra, you know, I don't get any respect. Or do you feel like you guys are not being taken seriously? Because anybody who knows the NBA knows you guys are legit. But in terms of that, the coverage, the social media pop, the Sports Center stuff, number one, do you care? And number two, do you guys think you're getting your due?
I think that's a great thing about our team, man. We don't have guys who got, big egos. Giannis, for example, he could, easily, complain about those types of things, but he'd go out there every night and, play his heart out, for the coaches and everybody, his teammates and everybody. So that's a great thing about our team, man. We don't worry about those types of things.
Good answer. You know, the other thing about your team, too, is, you guys were good last year, although you've made a few additions and you have a new coach. Can you speak to the different style? We know what Bud ran in Atlanta, a lot of threes, and that's something Milwaukee did not do last year. But can you expound on that? Because it seems like you guys are playing a different style.
Oh, no question. I mean, we play with a lot more space. As you can see, we don't post up as much. Giannis obviously get a lot of post up, Chris. So we kind of play, out of transition, out of open space, get to the paint, and try to find, the open man and make the right play. And right now, we just, we click and we playing, at a high level, and we want to continue to play like that.
Eric, the Bucks have one of the best home records, and we talk about that new arena, and just what's it been like for you? You were playing in the Western Conference in the beginning parts of your career, and now you're in the Eastern Conference. What have the Bucks fans been like? What's that? How have you experienced Milwaukee and the fandom for the Bucks? I think the Bucks got some great fans.
They do.
Oh, man, amazing. When I first got here, it was crazy. But now, that we, playing at this high level, got one of the best records in the league. They've been terrific. They've been our sixth man all season.
One thing, and I've referenced this a few times on the show, one of my earlier memories as a basketball fan is when the Bucks were really good. Like, it's one of the when I first really started, Bernard King was with the Knicks, and Sidney Moncrief was with the Bucks, and those guys. It seems like Milwaukee obviously is positioned to be very good for a long time. But I wonder if you guys can become a draw for free agents. We all know most of the destinations, L.A., maybe the Knicks get some players this year. Miami, Pat Riley's had that on lockdown for a couple of years, obviously. Do you think that the Bucks can become a destination to attract big-time superstars?
I think so. I mean, I think so. I mean, we don't probably have, like, you know, the lifestyle and all that, but, you know, for me, it just feels like home. You know, I'm, you know, a small kid from, you know, Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes it a lot easier for me to, you know, stay there. So, you know, I think it could be, you know, a really big, you know, great destination for players.
Eric Bledsoe's with us here. The Bucks already 51 wins. They're playing well down the stretch. They've won 7 of 10, 3 games up, top seed in the Eastern Conference. And Eric is with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Yeah, and I'm always curious, too, because you guys are positioned number one. You're 3 up on the Raptors overall. And sometimes you hear a lot of players and coaches say, you know, it doesn't really matter what seed we are. We just want to keep playing well. But, you know, it's not, we haven't seen the Bucks as the number one seed in a minute. You know, how much do you guys pay attention to where you are in the East getting ready for the playoffs? Or are you just not even, I mean, focused on something like that right now? You just want to keep winning games and playing.
We have. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that, you know, been in the league that haven't been, you know, in this type of position. You know, but at the same time, we definitely taking it, you know, a day at a time, you know, trying to get better. And, you know, once the playoffs, you know, come, you know, all that's out the window. You know, the records go to 0-0, and it's the best of 4. So we just trying to enjoy the moment right now and, you know, let everything else take care of itself.
You know, one of the things that's kind of gone under the radar a little bit here, although we've said it a few times on the show, is just how much Brook Lopez has kind of changed his game. You know, we're our studio, in case, I don't know if you know this, our studio, even though it's a national show, Tiki and I are downtown Manhattan, which is only, you know, a couple of miles from Brooklyn, which is where he played, obviously, the Brooklyn Nets. And, you know, he always had a good jump shot, always a good free throw shooter, but it did a lot of damage in the paint. I mean, he's stepping out. He's knocking down 23, 24-footers like it's going out of style. Brook Lopez has really expanded his game and opened up the court for you guys, which is a huge thing.
Oh, no question. I mean, we got a little thing we call him Slash Mountain. It's pretty funny, but it fits him, you know, well. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think he gets enough credit, you know, to what he brings and what he is doing this season to our team, man. He's a huge part of it. He's knocking down threes, but he also protecting the paint for us.
Oh, yeah.
Know, for guys like me, you know, checking, you know, Russell, you know, Steph, you know, them trying to get to the paint and him, you know, helping me out is huge. So I just don't think he gets enough credit of what, you know, he deserves.
You know, the other thing that I noticed, too, and I don't, you know, I can't imagine that there's too many teams that have this, if anybody. You guys have 6 players that average double figures. So when you do, which is amazing, it speaks to the unselfish nature. It speaks to the pace as well. You get a lot of shots up and all that stuff. But it seems like the chemistry, because there's a lot of teams with talent, and we all know who they are. But it's one thing to be good. But really, Eric, it's another thing to enjoy playing with each other and want to play with each other. And I think that the unselfish way that you guys have, it's rare, and that's got to be an awesome thing to step into the locker room every night to see, right?
So, no question, man. It's fun. It's fun coming to work with these guys every day because they make it so much easier, you know, for each and everybody in the locker room. And like I keep saying, we don't have no guys that got real few egos, you know, just messing up, you know, the team. So it's easy to come here each and every day to, you know, pick everybody up, pat each other on the back. And it carries over. That carries over the team chemistry on the court.
And I could guess this, and you could tell me if I'm off base, but I think a lot of the reason, you know, it all trickles down, you know, the good stuff trickles down or the bad stuff trickles down in terms of different teams around the NBA. And, you know, guys are going to probably win the MVP. The Greek Freak is just a seemingly egoless player, passes the ball, low-maintenance guy, low-maintenance superstar. What I'm curious about, though, and we're talking to Eric Bledsoe with the Bucks, their guard, and they're having another terrific season here. What is he like? Like, is he reluctant to raise his voice? If somebody's got to speak up and get a message across, and sometimes that happens, does he do that or does somebody else do that?
I think he's growing into that. He's still young. He's only still 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Still learning. Still wanting to get better. You know, as you know, me as a veteran, the point guard in this league, you know, my job is to make, you know, easy for guys like, you know, my teammates, you know, him included, you know, on the team. And he's by far spoken way more than he's spoken last year when I first got here. and you could just tell he's growing on me.
I often wondered when I watch certain players, like if I could pick one of their attributes or skills that they have that would help me in my terrible pickup game I play in. But I'm going to ask a real life NBA player, if there's an attribute from Giannis that you could say, you know what, I wish I could kind of borrow that for the playoffs. What's like the one, if you only pick one, what would be the one thing you'd say, I want to borrow that from Giannis for the playoff run?
What's so funny, man, me and Chris Middleton, we're talking, you know, all the time about that. And we always say, you know, how tall he is. As far as, like, when he gets to the paint, he don't even have to dunk. And he just dunk on people just by being long.
Yeah.
So if there was one thing I'd probably take from him, it's probably, you know, his length and how tall he is.
It's crazy, man. You know, we all see the Eurostep. Ginobili started bringing that to the table, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was. He can Eurostep his entire way 94 feet down the court. He can take two swooping strides, and he's at the other rim.
It's crazy. And sometimes I'd be surprised, and he does another thing, and he just blows me out of the water, man. It's crazy.
He really is a freak. So, listen, it's amazing. You've been around almost a decade in the NBA. Time's flying. But we all remember your Kentucky roots. I know you're doing something with Dove Men and the Plus Care. Rep the rivalry program. We're all getting pumped up for March Madness. What do you have going on? Tell us.
I mean, this March Madness, you know, I'm partnering with Dove Men Plus Care to rep their rivalry. They worked with Don C to create Rep the Rivalry jersey to bring some of the best rivalries in college basketball together, including my rivalry, Battle of the Bluegrass. I mean, they have some jerseys as well. I mean, these jerseys are available exclusively to the fans at Griff in Louisville this Sunday starting at 1 p.m.
Good stuff. So before you go, give us a little heads up, a little foreshadow. Who are the Bucks playing in the NBA Finals?
We're going to take it a day at a time, man. Let's see how it goes.
I hear you, man. Well, listen. You guys, it's tough to push the Packers to the side in your state. You guys are pushing them to the side a
little
bit.
Bucks mania.
It's tremendous. The new venue looks sick. It looks sweet on TV. Keep doing your thing. Eric Bledsoe, the Dove Men's Plus Care, and that's the name of the product. He's doing the Rep the Rivalry program, and it's awesome. Great stuff, man. Good having you on the show, Eric. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys. Hey, Jerry.
My man.
Hey, you need to bring Power Bay. Let me know when it's coming back, man.
Eric, listen, I believe it's coming back in the summer as usual, and one thing I can promise you, it's probably the best season we've ever done. It's gonna be on fire this year.
Ooh, okay.
Hey, don't let them take you out.
I'm trying to survive. Listen, I'm gonna survive, and I want to come to a playoff game. That's what we're gonna do.
Oh.
I'll come down in the playoffs. All right, we'll talk some power.
You survive, you gotta come down.
Done deal. Best of luck, Eric. You've been one of my favorite players to watch in the league, man. Good luck going forward.
I appreciate it.
That's awesome. Buddy. Good job. Look at you, man.
Listen,
must be nice when all these NBA players, they know your work, they know Jerry.
I really have been a fan of Eric Bledsoe's for a long time. Someone I always fantasized that the Knicks might get.
The Knicks were tapping those tires
I remember it, and of course the Bucks did it, and now of course it's working out, but they're going to be a serious problem.
Dude, people still are not taking them as seriously
as they do. The only knock I could hear is like, oh, they haven't been there before. None of them have really been there before. Okay, you haven't been there before until you get there. And then when you're there, you're there. I could see, yes, experience goes a long way, but also length and one of the best players in the world and a great coach and unselfish basketball goes a long way too.
I got a lot of respect for Milwaukee. It's a great city. It really is.
I mean it. I want to go. I'm hitting them on Twitter right after this. I want to go to a Bucks game.
I'm pretty sure they'll hit you right back, and I'm pretty sure the verified account's going to say, come whatever you want. We'll leave you tickets. I don't doubt that that's going
to
happen.
Now, where those tickets are, that is still to be determined.
They'll probably be pretty close to the court.
We shall
see. Just guessing.
We shall see.
855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney Show. Tiki is out. Jerry Ferrara in. And coming up next, guess who is back? Zion. The Zion Show, Zion Williamson, and why what he's doing is maybe the coolest thing I've seen in college basketball in a couple of decades. I'll tell you what I mean. Coming up, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance.
And we're going to get to Zion Williamson, who's back for the Dukies tonight in the ACC tournament. But before we hit that, so Santer, what did Bledsoe say to you when you were hanging up about Jerry's character? What was he saying?
He was just hoping that Jerry's character, Proctor, makes it through.
Man, he's really into you.
Well, he's become a fan favorite also.
He has.
I mean, I don't know how much you watch the show, but...
Come on, dude.
Dude, Proctor's the man. He's a little shady, but he's also cool at the same time.
It's a good balance. A little shadiness keeps it unpredictable.
Yeah.
That's got to be a fun character to play, by the way.
Oh, it's a dream. It really is. And one of the best parts of it too, like for whatever reason, it struck a chord in the NBA. I know a lot of players have a lot of downtime to watch stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very binged show in the NBA. So it's cool to get a lot of love in the NBA. Listen, I'm hoping for Proctor's survival too. You know, I like my job. I want to keep my job. But it's gonna be a good season.
Let me ask you this: Jerry Ferrara's in for Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Then we'll get to Zion. If you could, if there was one role, you know, I don't know if it necessarily has to be a Goodfellas thing or a Bronx Tale thing or another movie, different genre. If there was a role that you could have played, I don't mean that you were offered and turned down, but in the history of cinematography, what role would you love to have played? Not a TV show, a movie.
So, look, for movie-wise, like, the real answer, because I think they're just better movies. They are better movies. But anything, like, obviously, Michael and the Godfather. Mm-hmm. Michael Corleone and the Godfather is probably, like, one of the best roles of all time, right? But if you're just talking...
You might name your son Baker. That sounds real Italian.
But one of the... Probably the role I wish I could have played because it seemed like the most rewarding and the most fun. Mm-hmm. And it's the only... Let's see if you can guess this.
Okay.
The only sports movie where I could have really played the player.
I got one. Teen Wolf.
No. Your head's in the right place.
It's a good guess.
Right? I really think if I was the age, I think I would have had a really good shot at Rudy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing.
Not a speck of athletic ability.
I would have had a really good shot at playing Rudy.
That's funny. Nothing.
It just sums me up in a nutshell right there. So Rudy would have been, a dream role, you know?
Rudy.
So that one would have been one that I would have for sure been begging to get in if I was the right age. I would have been doing whatever I could have to try and get in that movie.
What's your favorite scene from that movie? I have mine, and it's never changing.
I mean, it's really hard to, like, not love the most emotionally manipulative moment of the movie, which is it didn't really even happen,
quite go down
I remember.
That way against Georgia Tech?
That's really one of them. I mean, I love the moment where everyone in the team is basically, like, boycotting.
Putting the jerseys
that's the one that gets me.
Putting the jerseys on the table.
When they start shouting, that gets me every time.
I like that's a really good one. I'll tell you mine, and it's non-negotiable. I'll never change. I've seen the movie 100 times. When he's running in the bowels of the stadium and he's wearing his Catholic high school sweatshirt. I went to a Catholic high school, wasn't a great athlete in terms of like speed or anything like that. I could just relate to the passion. I could relate to the chase. There's something about him. It's such a strong visual as he's trying to chase down this dream that seems so utterly ridiculous to everybody but him. That's pretty powerful that I've always loved. I love seeing that.
Fun fact, too, if you want to just keep this in your phone for music choices, either for like certain moments of workouts or if you want to just throw it in an Instagram post, the Rudy score soundtrack, not bad to keep in the phone at all times.
Really?
Not bad. Listen, I'm not saying you're going to be rocking it on your way to like to work, but just...
I don't know if I'm going to go that far.
No, it'll bring in all those emotional feelings.
Okay, and then I'll stop working out and start crying.
Exactly.
All right. Zion Williamson. There's tears of joy that he's back, which is awesome. You know, I was thinking about this driving in, and, you know, first of all, I really hope that everything holds up, and we all do. Physically, he's okay. When he plays, it's a better college basketball scene. That goes without saying. But what I think is so admirable is that, you know, everything that he's doing is counter to what most of the modern athletes are doing now. You know, I just don't think that many other top prospects would rush their way back to finish at the end of the day, something that in the eyes of many is relatively meaningless only because there's no monetary value attached to it. I don't view it as meaningless. I love the college experience, and I'll always back that up. But I think he's really rare. I think he's a real throwback. I think that that should be lauded. And I hope he shines, man. I think it's really cool that he's playing.
I agree. You know, I remember when everybody was the hot debate was, should he play, shouldn't he play? And I know people felt very strongly on both sides. I know what I would want to do if I was in that position. I would want to play because I love to play.
Yep.
If I ever threw my two cents in on that subject, it really is whatever he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me like he wants to play.
Yep.
I'm sure he's been advised maybe he shouldn't play, or maybe he took the proper precautions to playing. I don't know, but it seems like the guy loves to play basketball. He's made all the right decisions with his career up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I think he obviously made the right decision. I hope for the best. I mean, I hate that we even have to say that
I know.
Because we shouldn't even maybe be putting that out there and thinking that. But
it's human nature. He averted disaster when that sneaker blew up. I mean, I don't know exactly, but God forbid a half an inch in the other direction.
Yeah.
Instead of a strain, you might, something explodes there.
And you're right. Look, maybe there is no monetary value. I do think, though, that his legend only continues to grow.
Yep.
Maybe there's monetary value there. Maybe not. We
could
debate that.
You can always monetize that down the road. Sure, no doubt.
But
sneaker deal, commercials. Here's the other thing, too. When you say it and I say it, I think that most people who didn't achieve a high level of athletic whatever, of course we'd want to play because it's a pipe dream.
Right.
But I mean, if you're, if you're a five-star recruit or, I don't know, if I'm sitting, I think Tiki would want to play too. That's just the way he's constructed. He's old school in that regard as well. And he fought through some injuries with the Giants, although for the most part he was healthy. But Tiki was a grinder. He wasn't, I know you know this, but he wasn't a superstar right away. He was a specialist, a third down guy before Sean Payton evolved his role. But I don't know. I mean, if we're sitting here, who was a great player that does, I don't know, Boomer Esiason was a great player. Boomer's a great player in Maryland. Boomer's part of the CBS crew. Maybe Boomer would have a different point of view because he's not looking at it in a romantic way, because when you're great at sports, you look at it differently than us when we always wanted to do what we couldn't do.
I guess having already played in big-time games and shown up as the best player in that big-time game.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't want to say it's taken for granted, but I get what you're saying, where there's going to be a lot more big games to play.
Correct.
So maybe it's not as precious as us, mm-hmm. who never had a chance to see that level, where we look at it like, yeah, of course you want to play in the March Madness tournament. Who doesn't?
Dude, you got to see me. By the way, we're going to the Final Four again. We were out with Jerry was out there. You're going for one night.
I'll be in town for probably one night, it seems like. Maybe two.
We'll squeeze you out for that second night. Me and Teak will be out there. Santa will be there.
Yes.
So you spent that extra night. We'll go out like we did last year. But the they have where we do our show at the convention center. They have all these shooting exhibits and, dude, I run on the floor during commercial breaks like I'm 8 years old, and I fire up 1,000 jump shots.
I feel like I remember you text me video from last year doing that something.
A little edited, but a lot of swishes.
No, you were hot. You were knocking it down. You're a shot.
Oh, yeah, I could shoot it. He is doing – now, here's the other thing, too, before we get the update for Mac. You know, you look at somebody like Zion Williamson, and I know that this seems like a million years ago. And, you know, I guess in the sporting sense in terms of what's developed since it has, Patrick Ewing played for 4 seasons. Bobby Hurley played for 4 seasons. That's a little more recent. Christian Laettner played for 4 seasons. Tim Duncan played for 4 seasons. Can you imagine physically, knowing where Zion Williamson is now, can you imagine if he ever came, which he's not, I'm just saying, if he ever came back for his third year in college? He would average 80 points a game.
It's hard to even really think about
that.
It's just something you actually don't think about. I try hard to make the counterpoint to that. It's really hard to find it. I don't know. Maybe it's selfish. I'm a fan of the game. I'm a fan of his. I want to see him play. Maybe it's selfish. But he's back at it tonight. We're going to see.
Man, he is. I'll tell you the only way I would pull him, like not on a minutes restriction because we hit that before, but if I'm down big, and I don't think they will be, but if they're down big, I'm not pushing it. Then I might just say, well, if they're up big, I imagine he's playing well and he's looking great. And well, I mean, listen, if he's up big, if you're up 17 in 4 or 5 minutes into the second half, maybe you try to get through a 3 or 4 minute window, get to that first or second TV timeout, keep him on ice. And if he's got to come back and play, you do. But Coach K knows what he's doing. He doesn't need our advice. I mean, Zion's, you get the okay from the doctor. Structurally, it's sound. Go out there and get him. Go out there and get him and do your thing and put on a show. By the way, Xavier, did Xavier win this game?
Xavier won.
Xavier beat Creighton. I'll tell you, the Big East is so utterly unpredictable. I think it's really, Ack, you could back me up on this.
Yeah, every team. And I mean, any team 1 through 10 could have won this tournament.
True. But I think that, in all due respect to the Big East, I think the Big East, this is the worst the Big East has ever been.
But I think you could say that about a lot of conferences in college basketball.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying it about the Big East.
Yeah, I would agree with you. But I think that's very much, that's not an anomaly this year in college.
Well, what conference is worse? I mean, the Big Ten has Michigan and Michigan State. The ACC has 3 number one seeds potentially.
I mean, if they didn't have a postseason tournament and an automatic bid, which team would you take from the Pac-12?
Right.
I would certainly circle the Pac-12.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
The Big Ten is, look what happened to Maryland today. They got knocked off.
Purdue's a little up and down. Yeah.
The Big Ten has some clout up top, but yep. I mean, not. The Big Ten is better than the Big East, but the Big Ten, I think you would probably say it's a down year.
Big 12 is good. Texas Tech is very good. Yeah. You know, when Kansas doesn't win the regular season title, you know that the league's pretty good. But bottom line, it's good to have Zion back. College hoops, and it is flowing. We've got Selection Sunday coming up this week. Oh. I'm going to have to, a little pint of beer and a little, where am I going with my Johnnies? All right, let's get the update from Ack. Coming up, we will have the final verdict, the solution for the soon-to-be dad, whether or not that little guy is going to be wearing a Beckham Browns jersey or a Golden Tate Giants jersey, or maybe a Dave Brown Giants jersey. Really put
Dave
it back in.
Dave Brown. Wow.
Let's get the update from Ack. Here he is. A lot of scores happening. Rich at you.
All right. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network most days. No TV today as we're following some hoops, of course, on the network here. And by the way, March Madness officially kicks off with the NCAA Selection Show. CBS, the big reveal, breaks down all the brackets, find out if your team's in and where they're going to go. Sunday at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific on CBS. Tiki is out. Jerry Ferrara back in again. By the way, how many brackets do you fill out? Are you like a multi-bracket guy or are you a single bracket guy?
No, I've scaled it back. I'm still multi, but I mean, it used to be like 10 or 12. Yep. I've scaled it down to 3. And it's usually the one I want to win the most, and then there's usually one I get roped into, and then the third is always like a flyer, like let's get weird.
Yeah.
Let's make as many weird picks as we possibly can. So I got to scale down to 3.
I got to tell you, that's a pretty good logic right there.
I came in second last year in the one that I wanted to win the most. I came in second. It's not hundreds and hundreds of guys. Like, there's probably maybe 100.
What's the entry fee?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Is it like 25 or is it like 100?
I think it's 100 or 2, I think.
So you want some money?
Yeah. No, it's a thing.
Nice.
It's a thing.
Atta boy.
Yeah, I'm trying. I don't remember. It's so weird. Like, are your brackets probably the thing that you forget the quickest once it's over? It just vanishes out of your mind.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you who I picked to win it last. It just vanished out of my mind.
Well, that really happens when, I remember a couple of years ago, I picked Steve Alford in New Mexico.
Right.
More than a couple of years ago at this point, but to go far. Remember that? And they got bounced early, and my whole sheet was ruined. I'm like, yeah. So I kind of forgot. After I forgot the rest of the games. Doesn't mean I don't watch him. I mean, I love it, but I like to win some money, man. And I hate doing poorly with the brackets because I'm supposed to know more because I do college basketball. That means nothing.
Sometimes more knowledge that could work against you. You overthink it, and that can happen.
By the way, we're going to have our Tiki and Tierney Bracket Challenge again. Cool prizes. The last couple of years, we've had the winner actually comes on the air and cuts it up with me and Tiki.
Yeah, you got to give them their moment to talk trash.
Oh, yeah. Mike, how long did we give last winner? Was it a whole hour? No, it could have been a segment. Full segment, right? We'll do that again. Maybe throw in a little new wrinkle here. We got some new Tiki and Tierney gear in the promotions department. Maybe we'll send you some cool stuff as well.
And what's last year, our winner actually was local, so he came to studio.
That's what it was. That's right. Yep. Okay, so we have to get to the bottom of this. But before we figure out where we are, before the jury reveals its decision here on the fate of Jerry's yet-to-be-born son's football fandom, I want to play this for you. This is not like a mock-up. This is not a joke. This actually went down on Fox 8 News in Cleveland last night. The euphoria of the Browns getting Beckham led to a little mayhem. Check this out.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because there's someone up in front of our house. We just drove home, and he's yelling and screaming and like flailing his arms, and I don't want to get my kids out of the car yet because I don't know what's going on.
First, I thought it was a woman because it was very high pitched, and then I saw this man running down the street just flailing his arms, and I was like, oh my God. So I put my kids back in the car, of course, and so I was called the police.
And then boom, we got OBJ. I was so excited. I couldn't help myself. I was just jumping around my house, and my little brother told me to stop, but I couldn't because I was so excited.
Robert Stewart lives right across the street.
Couldn't nothing stop me, so I had to come rejoice outside.
We got Odell! We got Odell! We got Odell!
Jumping up and down the street. We got OBJ. Like, oh my God.
However, Stewart's celebration was cut short when officers arrived. But when he told them why.
Oh, we got OBJ. And then we dapped it up. Everything was all cool. And they went back on about their day.
As for Stewart, his plans for if the Browns win the Super Bowl.
I don't know. Oh my God. I might be flying.
That is everything that I love about Cleveland sports fans,
yeah,
right
great.
There.
They're great.
And if the Knicks get KD or Zion or both, you're going to hear there's going to be a call. The same exact thing is going to be happening in Brooklyn. I can tell you that.
Well, you better leave your crib because your newborn's going to be about a month and a half old at that point. And if God forbid, if you wake him up, your wife's going to kill you.
I'll go out in the street. I'll go out in the street and scream.
Speaking of the final, let's render the verdict here, Samther. You have seen all of the tweets. We took a ton of calls in the first hour. Just to quickly encapsulate what the discussion was about, because it was a couple hours ago now. So Jerry's wife is from Cleveland. She is not one of these front-running Browns fans. She truly is a devout Browns fan, right? You're going to test her that?
Oh, yeah.
Die hard.
Yes.
It's in their DNA. Jerry was back this weekend for her baby shower. You become friendly with a lot of her girlfriend's husbands.
I think I saw a Derek Anderson jersey. Yeah, so it's that kind. Really, no, it's the real deal. It's the real deal.
Okay, so basically, and this is where I noticed it about 4 days ago on social media. Jerry's wife started trolling him. I mean, relentlessly. She actually took a Browns jersey. She took it out of the closet. She threw it right at his feet. This guy's filming it. He was an absolute basket case, so we had to do a little intervention. All right, let me ask you this. So 2 hours and 47 minutes after the show started, you've had a little time to let things marinate. Have you changed your course of action? Have you come up with a different plan? Because I got to be honest, as your friend at this point, your current plan was not very good, or your first plan was not very good.
Again, it all happened really fast. Mm-hmm. It went from a joke, started off as a joke, and then it became a harsh reality.
Well, it's not. No, reality means it comes to fruition. So you just implying that it's done?
Meaning that we're even having this discussion is okay. A harsh reality.
All right.
But I know what I need to do. You actually scared some sense into me because you got real serious when you told me that I gotta nip this in the bud.
Serious stuff?
On my way home tonight, I will be purchasing some infant 0 to 3 and then 3 to 6 and then 6 to 12 month Giants gear, and I will just get rid of the Browns onesie.
Whoa. You can now what?
I'm making a shot. You know what? I'm at least going to fight for it. If I lose, I'm going to lose. And I'm not going to go out without a fight.
Okay.
So if I lose the battle, I lose the battle, you're going to know I was there.
Okay. I believe you, but I would not be so brazen to just take the Browns onesies and dump them. If you do that, you're asking for trouble. I mean, that's a little
see,
bit too...
Now,
that's,
see, that, now you're doubling back. See, wow. Now you're... Now you're giving me conflicting advice.
Samter, what do you think, buddy? You've read it all. You heard it all. What's up with Jerry?
I don't do this often, but I actually agree with Brandon on this one.
Like, he's finally right.
No, I think it's a good idea to get some Giant stuff, but you can't get rid of the Brown stuff. Get the Giant stuff, let them wear a little bit of both, and just kind of see what happens. And then when they're old enough, just... like. When you're telling like bedtime stories at night, just make sure the villain's name is Baker.
Oh,
you know, like just kind of like subliminally throw things in there, so by the time he's kind of old enough, he'll make a decision, like hang out with Dad, watch the Giants play. I don't like this Baker guy. I remember Baker was like the villain in my stories growing up.
Oh, that's,
something like that. The subliminal throwing it in there.
That's getting dirty, man. That's getting dirty. Playing dirty.
What's the term? All's fair in love and war. This is war, baby.
It is. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. How about this? And this is the easy way out, and I would not co-sign this. I couldn't do this, but what about the old, let me take the easy way out because I'm scared of my wife, split jersey?
What? I don't even know what you speak of.
Half
what do you mean?
Browns jersey, half Giants jersey.
No.
Why not?
No,
I mean, no, it's no, better than no Giants
no,
jersey.
No, 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 no.
You can't
no,
do
no,
that?
No, I can't do
okay,
that.
Okay, I respect
That's
that
confusing.
Too.
It's just a confusing thing, and then he's going to have to explain that. But that will come with an explanation.
Hmm.
If I saw that, I would be like, what is going on?
But maybe that will force him to ask questions, and maybe that's where you step in and you really, you weave the narrative that you want weaved. At least you open up the door to Giant fandom because half of it is on his little body. If it's all brown, it's not on his body.
I just think I'm going to get rid of all the brown stuff. I think yeah. I'm going to sneak
Good luck,
in.
Dude.
I'm going to sneak in the baby's room in the wee early morning hours.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the stuff, and when it's missing, I'm going to say,
I don't know what happened.
Well, here's a question. Oh, do you have a dog or a pet of some kind?
We have two cats. They're of no help either.
You have cats?
No, but what
You're
I'm saying...
My wife has cats.
Yeah, but if you have two cats, just like... Somehow find ways to like shred some of the brown stuff and say the cats got to them. I mean, just like the dog ate the homework.
That's interesting, but you know what? I like to take responsibility for my actions. I think I am just going to go in there in the darkness of night and get rid of all the stuff and say, yeah, I got rid of it.
Listen, I'll just remember these final words. I'm not recommending that course of action.
Well, I think that's where I'm at right
okay.
now.
Okay.
I'm just going to get rid of it all and just fight for what is mine.
Go a little Beastie Boys, fight for your right. Dude, good luck with this. You sound torn.
He's going to go Robert Irsay moving the Colts in the middle of the night with the moving truck showing up to Indianapolis.
The Mayflower truck. It seems like he's got enough Browns gear to fill the Mayflower truck.
They're going to be good. I mean, maybe I'm jumping a little too far ahead, but the Browns are going to be good. The timing of it all is really tough.
Here's your one saving grace, okay? And I know that you can't possibly think.
Hugh Jackson? No, he's gone.
Hugh's gone. I had this ridiculous notion. Never happened once because before I actually had Colt, my first child, so I have a daughter as well, as you know. I'm going to train him to be whomever, Bryce Harper, right? And then obviously the baby's born and you realize that for the first first 3 or 4 months, he can't even sit up. You have to hold him. I actually told my wife that from the day that he was born, I was going to take, I remember saying this on the air to Tiki too. Tiki's like, you're crazy if you actually try this. I was going to take sunflower seeds, right? And fire them at him. open them up and get rid of the little seed so it doesn't hurt them.
Right.
And so that the wind can catch the little flap and that the sunflower seeds would like flip around like a kite and it would train his hand-eye coordination so that when he started seeing curveballs, he can hit them. I know that sounds crazy now, and I didn't do it, all right? So until you actually have your child, you don't realize how much they don't do the first year of existence. They do nothing, all right? So here's your one saving grace. They do nothing except make your life impossible, impossible to live, but they don't speak. We know that. By the time he's really old enough to speak and to really know what's going on, the cycle of NFL franchises, they'll probably be in a... Odell's going to be 31 at that point.
Right.
Jarvis Landry's going to be 32.
What are you thinking, like 5 years?
Yeah. Colton's four, and Colton knows St. Johnny's is playing, and he knows KP. I haven't told him KP's not here anymore, but he knows about KP.
So 4 years, it starts to be like, all right,
for
we
sure.
have to have a talk.
Four, you have to have the talk. You know, Colton started, he started watching, even knew Aaron Judge probably around three. So you got a 2.5 year laboratory to let it happen organically and hope that it goes in the direction that you want it to go. And if not, then you intervene. You do what you got to do.
And look, I don't know if he's going to be like I was when I was a kid. When I was a kid, you know, I got put onto the Yankees at a very young age.
Yep.
I have memories of being 6 years old. I could have recited. Like, you want to talk about Bobby Meacham? You want to talk about Alvaro Espinosa, the best bunter in the league? That was his main attribute.
Yep.
You want to talk about the game Andy Hawkins threw a no-hitter and lost.
Like four to one, I think.
These
it was.
I'm ages like 5, 6, 7. It's ingrained in my memory.
I love it.
So, I need to get to a healthy place by then with the Giants.
Well, listen, you start tonight, go home, and start planting those seeds. We got to go. Great having you in. Really, really, really fun today, as always.
Thank you for having me back, Tiki. Thank you for letting me sit in the chair. And,
the star of power.
Yeah. Bless you. I'm coming to Milwaukee.
Jerry Ferrara, I know you'll be back at some point. And again, only 7 weeks before you become a dad. So those 7 weeks will go quick. And enjoy these 7 weeks with your wife because it will never just be you two again.
Understood.
Remember I told you that, brother.
Understood.
Good seeing you. Jerry, we'll get a quick timeout. Back tomorrow. Go do some hoops. And I will see you then. Peace. Gotta go.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.